Welcome to the McGraw-Hill Professional Author Podcast Series. My name is Lisa McLean, and I'm the acquisition editor for the Oracle Press series published by McGraw-Hill. Today we are speaking with Ian Abramson, who along with fellow authors Michael Abbey, Michael Corey, and Michelle Malker, wrote the recently published Oracle Database 11G, A Beginner's Guide. Hello, Ian, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Lisa, and I'm very excited to be here today to talk about the book.
Ian, you're currently the president of the Independent Oracle User Group, IOUG, and were its director of education. Over the years, you've really been in a unique position to see a wide range of skill sets in the Oracle technical community. What advice can you give someone who wants to start in the Oracle database field?
Well, I think people who are starting in the Oracle field really need to understand that Oracle is more than just simply a database. It is a lot of things. It is really a number of different components. So you have to kind of decide where you want to put your focus. Do you want to focus on applications? Do you want to be at the end user and do business intelligence or data warehousing? Do you want to focus on the middleware? Do you want to be a developer and do Java applications? Or do you want to be a DBA and administer the database and provide performance enhancements and things like that? I think there's a lot of disciplines within the Oracle product set today, and you really have to find out what suits you best. You know, basically, I think that there's a lot of different things. Definitely everybody can find an interest, but at a basic level, you have to understand what you can do with the database and understand the basics around Oracle, the database, to really be able to take advantage of any of those particular disciplines that you may choose.
That's a good point, Ian. No matter what part of the Oracle stack someone chooses to focus on, they will only benefit from a basic understanding of the database. Your book can certainly help there. Given that, who's the audience for the Beginner's Guide?
Well, I think that the audience for the Beginner's Guide series is really someone who wants to understand the basic functionality, in our particular case, of the Oracle database. Our book provides the reader with an opportunity to look at all of the different aspects of the database so you can get a really well-rounded foundation. And I think that's the real focus, that it gives you the introduction, it provides you the basic knowledge that allows you to work through all of these different components, as well as some very advanced knowledge as well that I think will benefit people in the long run. And really it helps people understand how the database works and how they're going to need to interact with it in the future.
If someone decides they want to be an Oracle DBA, what are the most important skills they need to learn?
Well, someone who decides that becoming an Oracle DBA is the right career choice for them really has to have a full understanding of how the database operates, as well as how it interacts with the operating system. The database is really the foundation of everything that people will do. It will be the central storage area for all your information, as well as provide you the access into that information. So it's imperative that you really understand that foundation. I think from a background knowledge perspective, people need to understand relational theory, the concept of tables and how they relate to each other, as well, you know, having a good sound knowledge of SQL. I think everybody who works with Oracle really has to have that sound knowledge. And of course, they have to learn how to administer and perform tasks like backup and recovery and other basic administrative tasks, which we talk a lot about within the book. And finally, I think they really need to understand how data access is done so that they can deploy systems very effectively and provide systems that perform at the top of their requirements. And ultimately, I think a DBA has to understand all these basics really so that they don't have to worry about them and can really be proactive to eliminate any issues before they become problems. And having a really solid knowledge foundation and understanding the different skills and the different techniques that you need are really going to be beneficial to people as they become DBAs.
Great. Well, that's very sound advice. Thank you, Ian, for sharing your insights with us today.
Well, I think that's great, and I really appreciate the time and the opportunity. You know, I've looked back at over 20 years of using Oracle technology, and I think it's great that people want to learn the technology. It's widespread, and it's very important for people to kind of have that basic knowledge and really understand the whole offering that Oracle provides so you can take advantage of the right pieces at the right time. And I think my book's a really great place for people to start. Thanks.
Thank you.